everybody. You're listening to Growing Up Indigo at BBS Station 1, where, if it isn't mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. Today, we have a fan favorite, a host favorite, and her name is Jill Matson. I'm looking at Jill right now. She was on Ohm Times, and so I'm looking at her cute little face. But anyway, so she's with us. I call her like my resident genius. Talking to Jill is just going like this. Okay. I think I get it. She's like super amazingly brilliant. For people who don't know Jill, I'm just going to say that she is an award winner. Let me get this right, okay? She won an award for the last book. I know that. No, yeah, it was The Lost Ways of Time. That's what she won for, right, Jill?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, good. And she has Ancient Sounds of Modern Healing. She's also got a CD of Secret Sounds of Ultimate Healing, and then the Healing Flower Symphonies Volume 1 and 2. And now we have out the new one, which is going to be Crystal Healing, Joe?
Yes, it's
okay.
Called Crystal Realms.
Oh, and I was just on her site. This one, I don't believe. A harp, right? No.
Yes, a crystal harp.
Oh, I always want to play the harp. But, like, I can't believe it. She's got everything. And I talk about her sound and light machine to everybody I know. It changed my life. It really did. She's got tuning forks and all of that kind of stuff. But she's not just this. She really is a forerunner and the expert in her field. And I think she's finally being recognized for it. So I just want to talk a little bit about her and her philosophy. She's dedicated to the advancement of sound healing, and she wants to spread the knowledge and the awareness of the use of sound energy for the benefit of people. And I personally, and that's funny, recently I have come across a lot of people. In what I'm doing, I've started to do a lot of teaching. And what I'm noticing is that a lot of clairaudient people are coming to me. And that's because one of my strongest points is clairaudience. So I've been doing a lot of work with that, doing a lot of healing. But Jill also combines the information of ancient origins of modern scientific findings, and she restores people to their health, vitality, their strength, higher consciousness through that, and through her CDs and through her books. She also has videos and articles and lectures, and she also does a lot of workshops. I know that. Did I mention her Paint Your Soul, Stardust? Those are also CDs, and I'm sure I've left things out. The teleseminars, what are those, Jill?
Teleseminars are when someone will gather maybe 30 experts in the whole New Age or spiritual birthing process, and then they'll bring you in as a speaker, and you'll do about a 90-minute free class. So people who sign up, mm-hmm. the teleseminars have access to 30-some free lectures.
Right. Okay.
A great way to share
right.
good stuff.
Okay. So you've done those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm
quite
looking
a few
at
of them
now. Mm-hmm. And she's been in magazines, Ohm Times, Wisdom Magazine, Evolve, Nexus, Watkins in London, and Infinity. So she's just all over. So did you not say that aside from the CD, you're writing another book. I know.
Yes.
You heard. I heard. I knew it. I knew it. Can you tell us what it's called?
I don't have a title yet, but I've spent, as you know, Dina, maybe 25 years studying ancient mystery schools.
Mm-hmm.
Many of their most powerful priests, avatars, used sound as the fast way to evolve someone, meaning improve their health, their emotional strength and power, their spiritual access or psychic abilities, the whole nine yards. And they profess, like mystery school after mystery school, that using your willpower can take you 600, 1,000 lifetimes to master this world. Yet if you work with sound, you can do it in one. So they, each one of these ancient societies then would come up with techniques to teach their students to advance. And I don't know, that's really cool.
This is how I found Jill. This was not supposed to be an interview type of show. It wasn't that it wasn't going to be, but that wasn't my motivation for doing it. And I was on LinkedIn one day, and I was just looking down people's bios, and Jill happened to say my theory. She said that the universe is run on math and music, and I was given that information at 19. And as soon as I saw that, I wrote her and I said, "Oh my God, you know what everything is about," and we just started talking. And that she was one of the first people I ever really went and said, please come on my show. She's just, I don't know how you combine all that in your little body, but you do. You really do. So
well, I think it's given to me.
Well, yeah. But you also work very hard for it, too.
I do. Mm-hmm.
So when would that book be coming out?
Well, the book, maybe it's a good 4-6 months out. But anyway, I took the mathematics behind music, and mathematics is behind music in terms of frequency or cycles per second. Mathematics is the rhythm, and a harmonic's like an after ripple. It gives the sound its quality, like a trumpet versus a violin. And all those things are mathematics. And all of those mathematics were used in mystery schools for, you can use the word enlightenment, but again, for improving your energies on every level, your thinking, your health, your spirituality, your emotions. And you can take those mathematics and apply them to your home, your living room, your house, your lot. And that's what the new book is about. It's taking the wisdom of the math running the universe that expresses the sound. And this new book is going to share how to do that in your living room to make like a little ascension machine for yourself.
What if you have a block in mathematics, like a real one?
If you have a block, I don't know that you really need to be a mathematician to do what I'm doing.
Okay.
It's you can look at the results of the mathematics. For example, I can say, okay, this has the frequencies that are equivalent to a vitamin pill. And somebody just did the math for you.
Okay.
You don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Jill also, in her CDs, and I want to talk about this personally because she did this for me. She is a channeler. She's not just all of this, she can also channel. And I had a reading from her that was amazing. Amazing. And that came from doing the machine, or what did that come from for you? The machine?
For me, I learned my psychic skills using a little thing. It's I have them on my website because it made such a difference to me, but it's called a sound and light machine.
That's my machine.
And it's using binaural beats. So it's creating very low wave delta and theta brain waves that you have during your deepest mm-hmm. of sleep. And your body rebuilds, and when you do it a lot, and I did it a lot,
mm-hmm.
You can make a habit of some of those very low states, and that's what channeling is. It's a certain mm-hmm. cycle per second, whereas mediumship is a different, telepathy a different one. But
right.
on this machine, I learned how to go down in a second.
You're very, very good. You were there in a second. I mean, you immediately
yeah.
started channeling. And mm-hmm. I told you, I remember the first 2 weeks I did it, I lost all my ability, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do a reading about anything. But I had never felt as wonderful in my life as I felt in those 2 weeks. So my gift was gone, but I felt wonderful. And then it came back. You were the one who told me it would come back. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know what that was about, but it was wonderful. It really was.
Well, sometimes when you do a lot of readings, you spend a lot of time in higher energies. It's kind of like you almost lift out of your body and you access information for others. And one of the things that you need to master here on this plane is not just the spiritual realm, but you have to access the spiritual realm in a healthy physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you do a lot of readings, you lose some of the lower frequency vitality.
Right.
And perhaps being forced to take a couple weeks off was like
rebuilding
your strength.
It was really wonderful. You would have also said something that I had been told separately, and then you said it, you know, on your own, that the guides had said that had I not found this machine and had I not had some kind of balance, I would have died within about 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
If I had kept on going the way I was going. So that was the purpose of the machine. So
mm-hmm.
It's just fascinating. She has so many things. Please, please, just go to her site. I believe it is Jill's Wings of Light. And
yes.
It's just fascinating, all the things she has. You'll be there for hours just looking and looking and looking. So is it okay if anyone has a question for you? And
absolutely.
Okay.
Makes it more fun.
Okay, good. So anybody, if you have any kind of question for Jill, please call in. And call in at 888-627-6008. Jill is so knowledgeable and so kind and so sweet that she will answer your question. Nothing to be afraid of. What I want to do now is kind of go into some of the meat of Jill's theories, and she uses sound to eliminate pain, and I always could use that. So, she says that, do we ever wonder why we instinctively groan when we are hurt, or cry, or scream when we're frightened, or why the karate master lets out a cry before he strikes? And why is that?
Sound is a carrier wave. We think that sound is separate because we hear it in our ears, but it's really not separate from everything else in our body. And a classic example is going to the movies, and if there's no sound, it's just stupid, because the sound is what's orchestrating your feelings. So you can take an energy, which is your feelings, which is also mathematics and energy. All energy vibrates. You can count the cycles per second.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have it played by the music and almost dial up a certain emotion. So in that way, we see that emotions carry on a sound. Like, here's another example. Hello. 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 I mean, in no case was my message hello. And everybody got it. So sound combines. But sound doesn't, like, pick out just your emotions and the audio signal. It combines with your liver. It combines with your pain. And pain would be a blockage of subtle energy. And when you have no pain, everything's flowing so nicely in your meridians and chakras. And the pain is a signal like, whoo-hoo, stuck here. So you can use your voice like, and consciously think of your pain and start to give that pain a voice. And it's as if the pain slowly starts to leave your body. It combines, the blockage combines on your voice and can carry out. It can be very, very healing. As far as the karate cry before a karate chop, the ancient masters of martial arts would know, again, that sound just does not just interface with your emotions, but with your body. And there are certain sounds that will resonate with different muscles and parts of your body. Mm-hmm. For example, if you worry, it resonates with the lining of your tummy. You're worrying if you get an ulcer in your stomach.
Yes.
So likewise, they would match the sounds that would resonate each muscle. And when they're using those cries, they're actually disabling and weakening their opponent. They're verbally going to release and harm the muscles, so they can't. Their opponent is not so hot. Ancient wisdom.
Okay. So what you're saying is that emotional pain is energy that is stored in your...
Absolutely. And every type of emotional pain is going to be housed in a different part of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Think of having two violins and you play the A string on one, the A string on the other. It's like magic. It's just going to start to play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's resonance. It's just science. So simple.
Right.
It's transfer, like a transfer of energy on the same frequency. So all of your emotions can fit into one musical scale, and in fact, they do. So when you feel worry, it goes to the lining of your tummy.
Mm-hmm.
Not to the muscles, to your tummy. When you feel anger, it's going to have resonance with your liver. So any type of anger or passion, pain, it's going to be stored in the liver. If you feel some type of suffocation or somebody smothering you, in your lungs. And I have a new CD, Deep Wave Body Healing, in which I had this out-of-body experience, and I saw these ancient people, and they were talking about their ancestors that were not Homo sapiens, but highly clairvoyant. So much so that they could look at you and see if an organ's going dark, because when healthy, an organ would be the same resonance as a beautiful color. It would also have a beautiful sing-song tone. But as you fill up full of anger, it's like your liver's going to go, you know, it's going to sound like crap. So as you start to feel those things, or even in proximity, if someone else is mad, doesn't even have to be yours for resonance to work. Case in point, if you've ever been on a street corner and seen somebody come in with a big subwoofer, and you can feel your bones rattle. That's resonance. That lower tone of that subwoofer is rattling your bones, literally, because it's the same frequency. So anyway, in that manner, we fill up full of all this hidden negativity all day long, from ourselves, from people we're with, perhaps going to a bad side of town, late for work, friend yells at us for no reason. I mean, life's full of that stuff. And it deposits that negativity in our body. And that certainly facilitates aging. But the ancient people, since they could see it immediately, they would sing it out. And that's what I do in this Deep Wave Body Healing. I have the scientific healthy frequencies of each organ. And then I put the music in that key signature, So you soak up lots of the healthy organ tones. And then with software, I've created harmonics, which you really need a software program, or else because of digital CDs, you wouldn't get the actual harmonic. So I have the harmonic cascade of the healthy organs. And then I even do a little cathartic release, like releasing the anger from the liver. And I go throughout the inside of your body and associate and do cathartic release on the negativity and build the positivity. And it's kind of weird because as I've done this, and it's going to sound a little pompous, but in a way I feel like I'm a god and my organs are like planets or something. Or maybe I'm the sun and my solar system is my lung and my heart and my gallbladder. Because they absorb different frequencies, they feel different. Mm-hmm. And now that I've done the CD, Deep Way Body Healing, a lot, I know what it feels like to have a healthy, clear spleen. And so I can kind of check on my organs now through my sense of feeling. And I don't need the clairaudience or the clairvoyance, just feel how they feel. And then I know if I'm out of tune, whether I need the CD or even just to try to concentrate on the emotion that would heal that particular organ. And that was an ancient secret for long life. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it really is. It really is. I want to tell you something that it went back all the way to my, I guess, early infancy. And I don't know, it's not really, I guess, important, but I wanted to know, if it really meant anything. Well, it's not that important. It really isn't. It's just that sound is so important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know how important it is. So,
well, think of it this way, that everything is energy. And sound is no, like, God or anything. It's no righteous path. It's just energy, which can be expressed in this dimension as either negative or positive. Sound can be used to kill, for example. But sound is in, has the same cycles per second as everything in your physical body, everything in your emotional body, and the range of your brain waves.
Mm-hmm.
So sound is just an access point to your body, emotions, and thoughts.
Right.
Therein is its secret. Therein it is power. Any health issue you have is going to be a lack of certain sounds. Said differently, lack of nutrients. When you look at a cancer
any
person...
Any issue I have is going to be about sound. Correct?
Okay, could you say that again?
Any issue that I have, be it emotional or physical, is going to be about sound?
It can be addressed through sound. The root cause could be an accident. You fell down and you skinned your knee. But you can start to access the healing of that wound through sound. When you break a bone, many orthopedic doctors will give you a little sound box. And you'll take the time in half it takes to mend that bone by listening to the sounds of a healthy bone.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say it's always the root cause. But in the antiquity, it was so prized because it's easy, it's accessible, it's accurate. And once you know what you're doing with the mathematics of the energy, it's so versatile and it's pliable. You can use it again and again. You can sleep with it. You ingest it all the time. No willpower required. Therein lies the their desire for this access point into everything. To you can get there many ways, mm-hmm. but they really like just throwing on sounds in the background and repairing and healing while you're doing something else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
So now, next time you feel these negative energies and emotions, pretend that you are inside the pain and give it a voice. I've heard this over and over and over again. And you say, let the pain cry, whimper, or scream. Use your imagination and give it voice to the negative energy. It will quickly release from your body. Good riddance. Why not get this crap out of the way? It reminds me very much of, I think it's very simple, and it's kind of, I can't believe his name. I just forgot it. But it's like the power of now. And when you go into that, when you kind of just go in and go and embrace it,
mm-hmm.
it does really go away.
And a lot of pain is invisible. We obviously are aware of physical pain in our body, but we stuff a lot of crap. And one of my favorite stories is that I played violin in a nursing home where the poor souls were all drugged up and horribly depressed. Mm-hmm. And they would be wheeled into a room, and they'd just sit there for like 45 minutes until the lunch doors opened. There's a boring time. And nobody mm-hmm. spoke, not to each other, nobody. They're like frozen. I was playing my violin weekly, and I started with the Healing Flower Symphonies, I started playing these glorious, beautiful emotions, and they hated it. And if you ever been really down in the dumps, and little Mary Sunshine comes along whistling Yankee Doodle Dandy, it's kind of easy to want a backcracker, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like really annoying when you're down. And that's the way it was. So I ended up playing whiny, piney, angry, sorrowful stuff from their youth, but very negative emotions. And
mm-hmm.
they're all stuck there, giving the music their full attention, giving it its full power with their attention. And we're going in there, and we're shaking all these loneliness, anger, all this stuff that you don't even know you have. For example, I like to be a good person. So if somebody angers me, I quickly say, oh, that didn't bother me. And then I like to paint, so I'll go and paint about it for the next 2 months because, yes, it did bother me. I just didn't have the wherewithal to face it, feel it, and release it. So instead, I stuffed it so I could think I'm a good person and I didn't get angry. But there it is. Inside my body, probably stuck right there in my liver, making it sound like crap and taking my whole body function down. And we're loaded, all of us. If we didn't get it from our childhood, from a past life, if you believe, from the people in the room with us, you know, you can get it from Jeanette, all kinds of ways negativity gets into your body. So we have all this crap, and in this nursing home, these people are so lonely, and then they're all stuck in the room and no one talks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we played the sad, sorrowful music. We played the cathartic release of negative emotions. The negative emotions hung on the sad music or the angry music, and it started leaving their body. I had intent for it to leave. I'm sure they weren't thinking about that. They were just kind of letting the music lead them. And in about 6, 7, 8 months, they started to talk to me. And I was like, oh, wow, I must have brushed my teeth or something. But anyway, they did finally talk to me. And then by the time I left in a year, they're all chatty Cathy. It was remarkable. They're all talking to each other, happy to see each other, lifting each other up. Because they use sound to get out years of pain. And the other thing that's really nice about doing that is that all you need to do is feel the negative emotion without associating the situation. So, like, for example, let's say somebody hurts my feelings, and then I remember the event. It's so tempting to say, well, how could they? Or I didn't deserve that. Or who do they think they are? And once I kind of, like, dance with that pain, I just make it worse, and I, like, dig it more in my body. It's almost like you need to feel it, be neutral, and just let it go. And that's what I do with my healing flower symphonies. We go in there, and we go through all your crap, and we just start to hurl it out. And as I was saying earlier, I know we kind of got off track, but in my Secret Sounds book, through the work of Sherry Edwards and Bioacoustics, you can look at every frequency in your body, everyone. And when you're healthy, you got them all. There they are, just front and center. And when you're sick, you're missing tones, which you can administer through a little sound box. But when someone has cancer, it's like they flatline. Their tones just all like numb out. Mm-hmm. And usually, to me, my way of thinking, many people with cancer are very sweet, kind, thoughtful, considerate.
Thank you.
They're the kind of person that stuffs stuff.
Yes.
And after a while, you get numb. You get numb. You don't feel your pain, but you don't feel your joy. You have no idea what your life purpose is. And even your health is numbed out.
Yes.
So going in there and clearing out crap you don't even know you have, it's so important, yet it's so hard to know to do that because you don't necessarily see it. But if you looked in that nursing home, it was obvious as they all stood frozen.
You know, one of the things I know about cancer is that people are very aware that cancer is caused by grief and anger and all of these things. And yet, when it comes to diabetes or asthma, they don't seem to put the same type of reasons behind that. And I don't know why that is. People will just automatically say, oh, she had cancer, and it must be because of A, B, and C. But when it comes to diabetes, they're saying, oh, well, it's the insulin, it's the, you know. And I don't understand that, why that is. It's
probably just lack of education. You see, every emotion is a cycle per second or a frequency. And everything in your body is likewise. So any emotion that you hover on in a negative context will store that energy in your body someplace. And I know we know that if we worry, we can get that ulcer. But it actually works both ways. The door swings both ways on energy. So, like, if you get physically ill, you get the flu, you're most likely in a bad mood.
Exactly.
Because
Everybody thinks that most illnesses are just illnesses. But yet cancer is caused by anger or grief. And I find that fascinating. It's almost as if we create cancer, but we do not create other illnesses.
And I would also say that there are other ways to get illnesses besides emotions, some of it being genetics, or let's say a physical automobile accident. So it's like we are a mind-body emotional being. And we can have a disturbance in the field, so to speak, on any one of those levels.
Exactly.
And that can be the entry point. But the thing that's really exciting about it is that you can address the other levels through sound. All of them.
Tell me a little bit about that, please.
Yeah. Certainly.
A little bit about healing and sound, and I know we can contact the angels, and, you know, we would want to hear about that, I think.
Sure. Well, let me tell you a story that's not mine. It's Sherry Edwards, who works with bioacoustics. And my Secret Sounds book is about bioacoustics. Anyway, she tells a story of this mother who brought in her son, who was punching her. He was a teenager and had terrible anger problems.
Mm-hmm.
And she went in and saw one particular frequency that was notably an issue. She made a little sound box for him and let him listen to that. While he was listening to the sound, he was sweet as pie. But when he took the headphone off and stopped listening, then he was ready to punch her again. So she was looking for the root cause. And energy transfers on the same frequencies and octaves of it. An octave is the same note, just higher or lower, like bum, bum, CC. So she looked at different octaves of this particular note and noted that it was a vitamin B in physicality. So she brought them back in and suggested vitamin B supplements, and that was the end of his behavior problems. Or she could even have him listen to vitamin B supplements. My Deep Wave Beauty CD has vitamin associations in it. So there you have where the root cause was physical, and it was manifesting as emotional. And it didn't matter either way. This is the versatility of sound. This is why I am the messenger, because mm-hmm. it's so easy. It's cheap. You know, we could all have access to this. You know, she can get at the issue through sound.
Right.
It's also accurate as a diagnostic tool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and again, back to your comment that was given to you when you're 19, it's all mathematics. Energy is mathematics.
Right.
And that's what it all runs on.
Hmm.
It's like the language of your body is math, universal language.
And you also mentioned, too, that I'm relating this to Reiki because this is what I do, although it's a form of Reiki, that energy healers, their intent is to take out the negative energy and literally imagine that they are pulling the crap, as you say, out of mm-hmm. their body and where there is pain. And I know that when I do that, I hold them by proxy in my hand, and I feel the pain. I
mm-hmm.
feel the pain in my hand, in both hands, and
mm-hmm.
then it gets more complicated when I, as a medium, I will, this is terrible, as a medium, I will feel every single thing they felt at the point of death. And
mm-hmm.
If they were blind, I'm blind. If literally every single thing they felt. And so it's a way of healing them.
Mm-hmm.
But we take it on ourselves.
Right. If you would try to develop the observation versus like the feeling. If you can simply observe this person was blind and have that intent, because your imagination is actually like an orchestra conductor conducting the orchestra. It when you imagine the Reiki energy, the energy is flowing. So your imagination is the conductor. So what you want to do is to step back and observe. And take it out and imagine it going into, let's say, a violet flame to transform,
mm-hmm.
rather than into you.
Unfortunately, it's too, I'm a trans medium, so
mm-hmm.
I ask them not to hurt, But what happens is they come in immediately before I can get a handle on it, and it's incredibly painful. But
when
I
you're done, perhaps you want to, like, ooh, and start to tone and just see the their pain that's now inside you. Just start to peel it off. And perhaps imagine it again being transformed, because you don't want to throw the garbage around, you know. But
right. I do say that. I do ask that it not affect me. I do say that this is gone. This is nothing. This is not real. I do all of that. I protect myself. But it's just interesting that when I do Reiki and when I do mediumship, our intent is to take it out of them, but it does go into me.
Well, many healers, I'm thinking of Patty Conklin, in my Ancient Sounds Modern Healing book, there's Ascended Master on Earth, his name is Sri Swamiji Sakananda Ganapati. Anyway, he's not a Brahmin or a sound healer. He's from India, and he does what you do. He is obviously does the same range of miracles that Jesus does, and he works on healing himself, and he's not a Brahmin, his primary method of healing being sound. So he's doing what you're doing, and then he sounds it, tunes it, restores it, harmonizes it, balances it. Because they're unable to do that.
I can do that when I'm attuning chakras, and I don't have that kind of thing. I can attune, I can clean them, I can just get those perfectly without taking them inside myself. But not when it comes to a Reiki or a mediumship. That's when I have a difficult time. So I have to learn how to do that a little bit better.
Yeah, separate yourself as much as possible, and in the meantime, work on some type of sounding or harmonizing up and down to fill in the empty frequencies.
And that's why I asked. I wanted to know if I should be doing this to a music, a CD, or it's hard, though, because I'm communing with people, and so I don't want music to be in the way. You know what I'm saying? So it's difficult for me.
Well, again, the practice of toning. When you have the blockages, you're missing certain frequencies, and toning is a very ancient process of using your voice to create pretty much every cycle per second there is. And you can look at the frequencies within your body. And let's say I'm missing D, and I go, ooh, somewhere in there was a D. But there's a whole lot of other stuff. And if I do that, let's say, for 15 minutes, you'll see I begin to intake D. In other words, my body takes that like a smorgasbord and has the healthiest servings of what it needs the most. So some type of toning practice that might be a little hard for some people to understand, but then you would also be a way shower in that they too could use sounds to harmonize and balance when they're in pain.
I did do that with my co-teacher about 5 or 6 years ago, and it was amazing. I could try that again, yes.
And, you know, it's two stones with one throw, not only rebalancing yourself, but showing them, hey, you can do this too.
Right. Absolutely, yes.
So exciting. Yeah.
Now, you have said that many people don't know how to get to their highest spiritual path in life. And you suggest that the secret is hidden within themselves. Do you want to explain a little bit more about that?
Yeah.
Well,
the way we are designed is so beautiful. We're so used to living in a world of duality and having pain and sticky situations and we fill up full of negativity that we don't even know we have. Mm-hmm. And so when we look at a new situation, we think to, oh no, the shoe's going to drop again, or oh, this
mm-hmm.
bad thing could happen, or that.
Especially
so
when it has most of your life.
Yeah, we miss the joy.
Mm-hmm.
But the secret is that your highest path makes you feel great. And it never makes logical sense, in my experience, if you just follow your joy. Like, I got into the sound stuff having no idea what I was going to do. It just felt so good. And that's why I would, again, encourage people to do something like the Healing Flower Symphonies or the Deep Wave Body Healing and start to take out your garbage. Because if you've had a difficult life, and most of us have, you can't feel your joy. You can't find the highest and clearest path because you've just lost the ability to feel the joy with the numbing of the pain. So I would suggest to get real clear and do some work like that, and then just pay attention to smaller and smaller feelings. Pay attention because you enlarge that frequency, amplify it when you pay attention to it. And then you can start to find your path just kind of like unfold. It's beautiful. Just beautiful.
It is beautiful. It really is. Can you tell us about how the problems we have in our personality and our life relate to the, I'm going to say this the right way, chakras?
All righty. People vaguely know of the chakras and that they are the entry points for subtle energy into our subtle energy body. Chakras are far more than that. And in our next levels of evolution, they will evolve.
Mm-hmm.
If you think of enlightenment and the angelic beings and so forth, when you can see them clairvoyantly, they're full of white light and rainbow colors and where does that come from? Well, we have color generators in our body.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the chakras. It's like the rainbow colors.
Right.
And just as I was speaking with sound and emotions, you can do the same correlations between colors and emotions. So I was red with anger, green with envy, and I feel blue today. We already kind of know them. And you can count the cycles per second of an emotional and match it to different things. So when you think of the chakras, it's like you can take every emotion you can feel and you divide it in one of the chakras. Or every physical issue that you have in your life is going to relate to a lack of one of those chakra energies.
Right.
I have a Cosmic Streams meditation tape for the chakras in which you start to open them and empower them, and I'm playing all the chakra sounds, and I have a Contacting Angel and Master CD in which we go into rainbow gardens, and you start to download the frequency of a color, and then I channel the angels and masters of that color, and you actually download that celestial information, but to kind of like refresh your palette of all
mm-hmm.
the colors.
Yep.
Is good for you on every possible level, far more
good.
Than we ever dreamed.
It is. I love it. I really do. And that's where you say to lighten up, you know?
Yes.
you want us to lighten mm-hmm. up and see our negative energies, and then we can just say, okay, let's lighten up here.
Yeah.
Now, I know this particular answer, but let's just put it out there. How does this hidden negative energy get stored in our body?
Any anytime we feel a negative emotion or have an accident or eat bad food, or there's so many ways that we can get out of bounds. Mm-hmm. And energy is stored within and on everything that has resonance. When healthy, we have every frequency in our body, in some tissue, in some hair, someplace. We're the whole enchilada.
Right.
However, throughout life, we tend to develop personality traits and health issues, which we get habits of being out of balance, out of whack in certain mm-hmm. colors or musical notes or mathematics. I mean, I'm saying the same thing with all those words. And so what happens is we stockpile imbalances and too much of this and not enough of that. And that's what causes everything. That's what causes our issues. And by doing some of the exercises like I have now, like a sound healing school, and for example, we just talked a little bit about that toning. So simple. So easy. Mm-hmm. It's just a way of like refreshing all your frequencies. Unbelievably powerful. Simple, free, easy to use. And, or VCDs, just listening to that Rainbow Garden, refreshing all your frequencies from the higher realms, or do the body CDs, do it from the physical realms, or the chakra CD, you can do it from that level. But going in there and kind of refreshing our palate is a way of lightening up of all the crap we store inside, coming into harmony and balance, which is enlightenment.
Okay. You know what? I'm looking at this, and you're saying that music of the movements of the stars is converted into sound in this healing mm-hmm. music.
Absolutely.
Also, music also added are the associated frequencies of the carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and mm-hmm. nitrogen found in the stars and in our bodies. Mm-hmm. So the soul therapy and the sounds of flower energy, too, are there. Frequencies mm-hmm. in music to clear negative emotions and build positive feelings. So what you're saying is everything alive, you know, everything in the universe is built into sound and mm-hmm. music and meant to heal.
Mm-hmm. So, and everything's holographic, too. Our solar system is holographic of our body. The muscles in our face, when we harmonize and tune them, like in my Deep Red Body CD, that's holographic for your whole body blueprint. Our voice, you can break it down into component pitches and see everything going on in your body. So when you tune to the vibrations in space, which you can get off of NASA or physics, and then I added the elements, which are composing the planets in our solar system and our bodies, when you start tuning to that, it's a very, very ancient way of like getting in the flow of tuning to like a higher octave. It's if you take aura photos before and after, you'll mm-hmm. watch listening to yeah. Stardust Munich just starts bringing in white light. And my guides have told me it's coming in from 5 feet above your head. The tones of the solar system kind of like massage that chakra, open it up. And it's kind of like the light falls down in your fields. Feels divine. Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I just have to say, like, one thing. I know we're, you know, wrapping it up. But this was about, I've always had experiences, and I've always had, you know, major, I guess, yeah, experiences. And I had a dream once, and it wasn't really a dream. It was something that was lucid dreaming. And I found myself somewhere in, I don't know where it was. I was a very tall, very big male. And we would all come out in the morning, and it was small houses on a hill, and we had to sing every morning. And I was very disliked in the community, but I had an amazing voice. And because of that, I was revered. And I would sing, and we all had to sing. I don't know what we sang. I don't know what it was, but it was some kind of morning ritual singing. And I was so proud of myself because I knew I had that kind of voice. And everything was around this singing. And I sang, and people had to respect me because of that. And I saw the little houses. I saw the different colors. And I just woke up, but it was very, very real. And I'm not, still today, I don't know what it meant. But it was another life. I was that man. And it proved again to me that sound was very, very important. I just had to say that.
When you read throughout all the global mystery schools, they all talk about a race that they call the Shining Ones. It's in the Bible. It's in the Sumerian Book of Kings. You find it in the Chinese, the Egyptian stuff. And they talk about like a fairly, very tall, little thinner, imagination here, I'm thinking of my fairy godmother or something, but not quite as solid as we are. And that my understanding is that these beings, their sight was primarily clairvoyance and their hearing would be primary clairaudience. So they hadn't evolved into matter enough to develop the outer ears, you know, the outer sight. And I go through this progression of people evolving into matter in my Lost Ways of Time book. But because these were an earlier, not a Homo sapiens, they were more advanced. They had access to greater ranges of energy. And therefore, when I had my vision, I told you that I had to create the Deep Way by healing, it was this very similar race. There were these tall, beautiful beings, and they would sing to heal everything. So they could see right on the spot if you know, your liver was a little bit down and just hum it right in place. And in history books, these would be called the Shining Ones in many traditions. And whether it's not or so, but they often write about them living, you know, 35,000 years. I mean, really incredible numbers of years. And perhaps what you're talking about, and, you know, another interesting, I almost hate to say his last name because I'll probably butcher it, but people call him Dr. Todd, and he does these Lemurian choirs, and people fly to Hawaii and sing in the choirs. And he's having a memory, like you, Adina, and that he's the choir director. Yeah. Now, today, if someone's the choir director, it's like, yeah, and I take out the garbage, you know?
Right.
Back then, singing and choir directing, it's so much more because you're the orchestra conductor, you're the generator, you're the healer. You're accessing that inner voice from above that blesses and heals.
Well,
so
it's
a beautiful, beautiful dream you had. Beautiful dream, kind of like Dr. Todd's, I think.
It was a really beautiful dream. It really was. But I also knew that they didn't like me. And it was difficult, but I didn't care because I had the voice. So it was just, I didn't care about that. So so did we find out when the CD is coming out?
Well, my new CD, Crystal Realms, is out. It's been out like 4 or 5 days, brand new. And in this, the CD has music of the positive end of the flower remedies, So it's flower music with frequencies of flowers and frequencies of flower remedies, and also crystal tones and crystal music.
I'm going to play that for my fish. I want my fish to calm down, so I'm going to play that for them.
I think that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, there's one called Ocean Dreams.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I was thinking about being like mermaids when I composed it.
That's really funny. I have three large tanks behind me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's really funny. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to your new book. And you don't know it, but there are so many people that really enjoy you and learn so much from you, and they don't say much, but every once in a while somebody will say, when is Jill coming back on? And it's really sweet to hear that.
Well, thank you. You're so kind, Dina. You really are.
No, it's
and
not
I appreciate
me. It's
that.
Them. It's them. So, and aren't you also going to be in Pennsylvania for a while?
Yes. Let me think. I'm doing a workshop this weekend in Cleveland, and then I'm going to do one in Lilydale in October, one in Connecticut in March. And I'm going to do an expo in Allentown in May.
Well, guys, if you hear that, you know, go to her site and go and see where she is. She's worth seeing, really.
You're so kind. And happy music and musical blessings to everybody. It's so powerful and so easy. Isn't that nice to find something that's so healing and doesn't require any effort?
Exactly. And something that everybody loves.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I want your job.
Yeah.
I don't have your talent, though, unfortunately. So, Jill, it was wonderful to have you on again. We missed you. And, guys, you can download this podcast, listen to it anytime. And we will have Jill on again and again and again and again. And I wish you the best, Jill. And
Thank you, Gina.
You were going to do this. I knew it. And let's see. Next week, I'll be here. And I might have a guest. I might not. But I will have one the week after. Definitely. So please listen in and have a wonderful week. We love you and we care about you. And again, Jill, thank you so much.
Thank you.